could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station in wherever you are in the part of the country. I'm John Patch, and joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida, is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. When you call in at 818-818-6401, you'll speak with the ever-so-lovely Sydney at 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better treat than Lick and Lap, and my cats can tell you that themselves, all three of them. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, and it's a five-pack saucy terrine snack, a creamy paste that they love. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats teamed up with us at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off by using the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. You can check us out on Facebook Live right now at Talkin' Pets Radio, Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, pound 250 on your smartphone, or you can also go to talkinpets.com and click on Listen Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
I got a dog, and my dog's name is Cat. Bet you never heard a thing half as crazy as that. But not only that, I got a cat, and Cat's name is Dog, like Dog's name is Cat. Now with my dog Cat and my cat Dog, I confuse who's who, the cat or the dog. Now I bet you think that's pretty absurd, but wait till you hear about my fish bird. Yeah, I got a dog, and my dog's name is Cat. Bet you never heard a thing half as crazy as that. But not only that, I got a cat, and Cat's name is Dog, like Dog's name is Cat. Now my fish bird is in my fish tank, next to my pet goose who goes hank hank. But listen to me and just hear this, I got a bird and I call him Fish. Yeah, I got a dog and my dog's name is Cat. Bet you never heard a thing half as crazy as that. But not only that, I got a cat, and Cat's name is Dog, like Dog's name is Cat. With my goose, my bird, my dog, fish, and cat, people all stare when I tip my hat. Cause as strange as can be when we walk in the park, stranger still when the cat starts to bark. Yeah, I got a dog and my dog's name is Cat. But you never heard a thing as crazy as that.
There's that strange man over in the corner that seems to love that song. He's a little bizarre. But anyway, have you ever met anybody, you guys, and Michael, Dr. Linda, that has, well, Dr. Linda, you probably see more than we do, but have you ever had anybody come to the clinic with a dog and his dog, and the name was Dog, or the name was Cat?
I've seen dogs named D-O-G.
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 That's kind of cool,
I like
though.
That, actually. Yeah.
So D-O-G. It's like dog, but it's like.
You're spelling D-O-G. It out.
Yeah, D-O-G, yeah.
But how does he call the dog? Dog or D-O-G? I guess D-O-G, right?
That makes D-O-G, it sounds Italian.
D-O-G.
We have to call our friend Sal and say, Sal, is D-O-G Italian?
No, they call him Cane.
Sal is from the Bronx. Yeah.
They call him Cane in Italy.
I once met a couple named Tony and Michael, and I thought her name was Tony, but it was actually, she was the Michael and he was the Tony.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, names don't really mean, it's just what you get.
I'm always bewildered, though, on why people call what they call their pets and why. Mm-hmm. I mean, mine, I've got Summer, mm-hmm. and I've got
you
Winter.
Seasons.
And I've, yeah, and I've got, well, Shadow. Shadow was the last one to come in, and I just, I don't know, it's I looked at her, and some people were saying, name her after that movie with Bette Midler and Jinx, the cat, I think it was, Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
And and I was like, no, Shadow is standing out at me for some reason. Mm-hmm. So it kind of came to me, and that's what I called her. I mean, when I had Rain and Snow, Betty White, who was a good friend for 25 years, she actually named them. But I kept on the theme, actually, of doing wildlife, environment kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And also, winter is pure white, and summer is kind of, well, she's got dots all over her. I don't know. I just went with summer. It sounded better than calling her fall.
I stuck with initials with my pets. My cat's name was Penelope, and my dog's name was Testarossa, because the person I dated wanted to name it after cars. So, and I just named her PP and T. So that was it. And it came by that all the time.
Yeah.
I've tried to come up with theme names for my pets, and it just doesn't work out. Yeah, their personalities and stuff. It doesn't. Although I do have one that does have a car theme name,
okay.
Supercharged Turbo Demon, but he was found in the engine compartment of a car.
Oh, wow.
So, wait a minute. That's his whole name?
That's his whole name. It kind of grew.
What do you call him for short?
Generally, Demon, Sir. Demon, Sir. Slick.
You know, they say, according to trainers, especially with dogs, that you're supposed to not have a double syllable, you're supposed to have like a one, what is it, one syllable
word,
like Spot.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, it's like us, there's the formal name, mm-hmm. Supercharged Turbo Demon.
Well, that's usually right. If they're registered, if they're purebreds.
Well, yeah, no, he's not, but, you know, the name kind of grew, Turbo, he was in the engine compartment, and then he ran really fast, it came supercharged, and Dennis likes the old Mopar, so he named him after the demon, and he kind of grew into it, and he's become a demon. He's a
little demon. Well, Winter actually has a middle name. She's one that has a middle name, and that's because she came to me as a rescue, and her name was Anastasia.
Okay.
And I didn't want to keep that. I think it's a beautiful name, but calling her Anastasia all the time, I was like, I'm just going to go with Winter because she's pure white. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because she takes great photographs, Winter. She looks beautiful in photographs. And then, you know, my black cat, kind of hard to see her sometimes if it's a dark background. But you do see those eyes. Somebody sent me a picture recently.
But she's a void.
Somebody sent me a picture recently of a black cat in like a laundry basket in the dark, and all you saw peering out
were the eyes. Yep. That's why they're void.
Well, the eyes and the teeth. Because I guess the cat was yawning or something, so it was funny. But I always wanted a black cat. So when she became available, I was like, gotta get her. And she's my best buddy. Mm-hmm. She's my cool one, kind of like Rainy was. But I mean, I love them all. But I've got, you know, birds and chickens and fish and other things. So
Puzzle came with her name. She was a rescue.
Puzzle.
Puzzle.
I like Puzzle.
And she's a tortoise shell. So with all the little things and her litter had kind of an art themed, and she was, I think she was the only girl, so she got puzzled because of all the spots.
Oh,
and there
cool.
was a Picasso and a Jigsaw. Pablo and I forget what the fourth one's name was.
Puzzle's pretty cool though. I like that.
Yeah,
so it's like, okay, yeah, we'll keep it. Or if we adopt them when they're older, it's like, okay, yeah, we're not going to change the name, they know that name, we'll keep it.
It's
so
like,
the theme thing just has not worked.
It was like when my mom was alive, I always asked my mom, why did you name me after a urinal? And I was like, she's like, what? I was like, John, it's a urinal. She's like, no, John is a Catholic name. And I was like, yeah, I know we're Catholic, but I don't know. And my initials, like Michael was just saying about his pet, JPP. So it's like, it all fits.
I take that over mine. Mine's MEH, so it's just meh.
Meh. Meh.
Meh.
I know someone who used to say that to me all the time. I could have killed them. It was a constant thing. Meh. Anyway, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. And once again, you are listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. Maybe, hey, Leva, how you doing? Maybe we can get
a
question.
Great.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good, sweetheart.
How's the family?
I was thinking that maybe you should get another cat. The name was Spring.
Chef Winter.
Had the whole season.
Winter, spring. I didn't go. Well, autumn would have been good,
autumn is good too.
But I ended up. That's what I was going to go with for summer. But I don't know. Summer just seemed to stick out there, so I thought it kind of worked. But
yeah. Well,
how are you
I
feeling?
Have a pet question as well.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good, good. I'm glad you're doing good.
My cat is also doing a lot better.
You got to give my best to your brother.
Oh yeah. Orville.
And also, of course, to the celebrity, the star in your family, your nephew.
He's taking a break right now. That's what my brother said.
Yeah, he's filming a movie for Netflix, you were saying.
Yeah, the last movie. I forgot what it was, but...
Yeah, Christopher Abbott. If everybody hasn't seen it yet, Wolfman, you can check it out. He's the star in that movie. You know what? I have to tell you, Levi, I've watched that movie 3 times already.
Oh, really? You liked it?
I do like it. I like it more now than I... When I saw it in the theater, I really liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I do now. Maybe it's because of you, Leva. Hold on. We're going to go to your pet question when we come back.
Okay.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are 2 things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse. And put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
In a development that conservatives are calling deeply troubling, the U.S. Senate has confirmed Brian Nesbitt as the new director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. Wild Earth Guardians and other conservation advocates warn that Nesbitt's track record as a staunch proponent of predator eradication and weakening the Endangering Species Act signals a grave threat to the future of America's most vulnerable wildlife. Brian Nesbitt's confirmation is a disaster for endangered species, native carnivores, and all those who value science-based wildlife management, said Lizzie Pinnock, carnivore coexistence attorney at the Wild Earth Guardians. His record is riddled with efforts to undermine federal protections, promote aggressive predator killing, and prioritize industry interests over ecological integrity. This is a dark moment for wildlife in America, she stated. Nesbitt, formerly Wyoming's Game and Fish Department Director, has been instrumental in efforts to strip protections from wolves, grizzly bears, and other imperiled species, often advocating for lethal control measures that favor ranching and hunting interests. His leadership in Wyoming led to the implementation of a predator zone, where wolves can be killed without restriction across most of the state, an approach that led to a wolf being run down by a snowmobile last year and then tortured in a bar before it was killed. Nesbitt also failed to take meaningful action on chronic waste disease, the CWD, a deadly and spreading neurological disease devastating deer, elk, and moose population across the West. Under his leadership, Wyoming has allowed the practice of maintaining high-risk feed grounds that concentrate elk populations and fuel the spread of CWD. His refusal to implement scientifically backed disease management strategies has been wildlife at risk for CWD and other infectious diseases as such as brucellosis. Advocates warn that under Nesbitt's direction, USFWS is likely poised to accelerate rollbacks of key protections under the Endangered Species Act, a rubber stamp habitat destruction for fossil fuel extraction, and weakening science-based decision-making in favor of industry and exploitation. Rather than ensuring survival of America's most at-risk wildlife, Nesbitt's history suggests he will do the opposite, greenlighting more destruction, more killing, and more habitat loss, said Joanna Zhang, endangered species advocate at the Wild Earth Guardians. Wild Earth Guardians and our allies will fight every step of the way to help this administration hold this administration accountable and protect our nation's wildlife from disastrous leadership, she stated. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you got your lip got my head spinning around. I was studying your hands. I don't know if I have the strength to stand. Oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad? Whoa. My mind keeps saying run as fast as you can. I see I'm done, but then you pull me back. Whoa. I swear you're giving me a heart attack. Troublemaker.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. We're speaking with our buddy there, Leva, out of Greenwich, Connecticut. And Leva, you got a question for Dr. Linda.
Yes, yes. First, I should say that it started off with my cat, Kiki. He's a boy. His breeding was really strange. He was breeding fast and panting, so took him to the vet, and they said he had fluids on the lungs in the chest. area. So they drained that, and then we had to drain it a second time again. Now they prescribed some medication that would help that. They found out that he has heart problems. And I was wondering if the medication had any side effects. I have the name of the medication.
Okay, what's the name of it?
PIMOBEDAN 125 milligram tabs.
And it's for a kitty cat?
Yeah.
Okay. So pemobendan has been used for a long time in dogs. And I remember when we were prescribing it for dogs, it wasn't available in the U.S. and it had to be imported from Europe. And so it was very hard to get. I haven't seen many cats that it's been prescribed for, but if it was seen by a cardiologist, I would certainly, value their opinion, or if your vet, consulted with a cardiologist. But the purpose of the drug is to help the heart muscle work better. Now, is that the only heart medication he was prescribed?
Well, he's taking a syrup. I'm not sure what that's for. It's F-U-R-O-S-E-M-I-D-E syrup for...
So the syrup is furosemide, which is a diuretic. And what that's going to do is that is going to prevent the fluid buildup in his chest that he got because the heart wasn't pumping well. Can there be side effects? Yes, there potentially can be side effects to anything. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any for pemobendan. The Lasix, if it's too high, they can get dehydration and potential kidney issues. Now,
he's diabetic also, and you have to give him a shot twice a day.
Okay, and that's gonna kind of affect things as well, because one of the things with diabetes, when they're not regulated, is they drink a lot and pee a lot.
Yeah, so, he drinks a lot and pee a lot.
Yeah, so he's going to do that too. But now, did you take him to a specialist, or was it just your regular veterinarian?
Regular veterinarian and emergency room.
Okay. And I'm sure the two are working together, because, you know, you got a kitty with two chronic major things, which is the diabetes and the heart issue. And so, unfortunately, he's going to need to be on those medications for the rest of his life. There's a couple different types of heart conditions. Is Kiki any particular breed?
No, he's just a regular cat. He was a stray cat.
Okay. Because some cats, such as ragdolls and Maine Coon cats, get a certain type of heart disease.
Yeah.
So, if he's doing well, it's going to require some monitoring and stuff, too, for the diabetes as well as the heart stuff. And, one or the other may get worse, and, for all we know, but, how long can he be managed? That's hard to say.
Right. He's 13 years old.
Okay.
And his breathing seems okay right now, but not sure if the flu is going to return, because the vet doc said that it's a very difficult procedure to put the needle in. It could damage the heart or the lung.
Yeah. So what they may want to do is follow up with x-rays. That's the best way to monitor that.
Yeah. How long do I have my cat for?
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Leva.
I don't have a crystal ball.
But we have to go out to a break, as you know. The music's there. So, Leva, please keep up with the cat, and we all wish you the best for Kiki.
Thank you so much, John. Is there another game coming up?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Stay tuned for that. That's Leva out there in Connecticut.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become vacation you.
who just camped where there's absolutely no shade.
Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Rewind. Author Mark Winnick stops by Talking Pets to chat about his book, The Dog Healers, a novel.
Mark, tell us actually how you decided to write The Dog Healers. Was it your trip to Argentina, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. On a trip to Argentina, I was really captivated by, there's a huge dog walking community in Buenos Aires, and dog walkers come out every morning, and they walk anywhere from 3 to 20 dogs at a time. And then I was just totally fascinated by this site. I think there's no other place in the world where you see such a massive community of dog walkers. Maybe New York, but I don't even think New York compares with what they have in Buenos Aires. And I was so fascinated, I happened to meet a very innovative dog walker there by the name of Carlos DeMarco, and he was also known as the Dog Healer. And I actually spent 3 days with him. I was so fascinated by his life and his view of animals and philosophy about animals and how they help heal and lift the human spirit.
Anybody who can walk that many dogs, and I'm, you know, a handler and a trainer, but I'm amazed when I see people walk that many dogs and no one's getting yanked around and everyone
no one
stops
gets killed,
when somebody,
that we know of.
Nobody gets in a fight. Everybody stops when it's time to pick things up, and everybody's doing, they're like on this, it's this very interesting, some kind of something between that particular human who's able to control like their minds and the way that they work together. I think it's amazing.
So I love dogs.
Exciting.
I have to say, Mark, I'm a cat daddy. So are you going to come out with the cat healer?
Well, you know, I think that's the cat healer's for somebody else that knows more about cats, you know. And I love cats, but I'm allergic. It's a great story for just animal lovers. I just really love it. So
you just made Jilly sneeze. She's trying so bad to hold back that sneeze so she didn't sneeze on you answering that question.
Well,
go ahead. Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Maybe my allergies are contagious for her. I got to tell you, you're like, your show, I think it's one of the best pet shows in the country, and it's really, you guys are, I got to say, this is the most fun I've ever had with an interview. So
thanks, Mark.
Oh, awesome.
I appreciate that.
Well, that about wraps it up for this. Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Daisy Charlotte. A resident in Ranchero Cordova is outraged after seeing Ring video footage showing his neighborhood mail carrier using pepper spray on his senior cat, Xena.
The shocking footage shows the postal carrier yelling at the 15-year-old cat and then spraying her. As reported by CBS News, the postal worker initially denied any wrongdoing, but his actions are clear on the video footage. The incident has prompted a response from the U.S. Postal Service, who offered the statement. The U.S. Postal Service holds its employees to high standards of conduct, and any actions that conflict with those values are taken seriously. Thankfully, Zena is okay after the concerning incident. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
What would you do if you found out that the postman sprayed your cat?
I'd track him down and beat him up.
That's bizarre. I mean, it's an older cat. In the video that I saw, it didn't look like the cat was jumping all over him or anything. It was just, you know, cats could be territorial.
Yep.
You know,
I mean, maybe the cat hissed at him, but that's no reason to pepper spray his face.
Right. And I mean, the cat's not going to do a heck of a lot of damage to him anyway. But.
If the cat takes a mind to it. I mean, somebody clawed me up today.
Yeah, but, I mean, not like a dog. A dog can actually bite much worse than a cat can.
Yes, but when the infections and stuff with cat bites,
well, that's
much
true.
Worse.
I mean, that's true. That could
and
be.
And granted, I'm not justifying what he's doing at all. But, I mean,
I could see a dog. I mean, if the dog's growling at him or coming towards him or something. But, I don't know. I mean, I've heard maybe soon-to-be nephew, actually was working with one of the carriers out there, not saying who, but was delivering boxes, and he had a couple occurrences with people and their dogs, because you got to take the box to the front porch and drop it off there, and he's run and jumped fences several times, he told me. But now they're thinking, I guess, rather than having carriers, they'll be delivered via drones.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Well, I mean, for the high-risk places, depending on the size of the box and stuff, that's reasonable. That would be the safest way to do it. Although, who knows? Maybe the dog will attack the drone as it lands.
I mean, scare the dog. You're right.
Yeah. So maybe it'll be, I don't know, how much are drones these days? I'm sure the price has come down.
It has.
But, like,
it depends on what you want. If it's a toy drone, they're not that expensive. But if you're talking, like, a really good drone, like, to deliver packages like that.
Yeah, I think it'd be a high-tech drone.
Yeah.
But, like, how heavy of a package can it deliver to?
Well, that's a good thing, too.
Well, you saw that drone that helped lift that girl out of the ocean. So, I mean.
Really?
It can lift, yeah.
I didn't see that.
So there's a video where a guy used a drone to save a girl who was drowning. Riptide was pulling her back.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't think the drone picked her up. I thought it helped locate her.
It helped locate her, but it also helped her. Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like actually lift her. Like, it helped her, like, you know, stay
hold
afloat.
On to right. something and not.
A guy did that with a dog, too. This couple lost their dog, and a guy took a drone out to the forest or whatever and located the dog, and it was being attacked by a coyote at the time. And the dog was gone for a while. But then he found it with the drone.
Well, that's where you take the drone and go on the coyote.
He did. It's funny, he did.
Like a video game, right?
That's exactly what he did. He took the drone and bounced it at the coyote, and the coyote took off.
Well, I mean, how many coyotes see drones? I mean, that would scare me.
It would scare me.
Probably
going to
see a lot more of them out there. But
let the games begin.
Begin. If you can name this animal sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. We have a Chicken Soup for the Soul dog book. We have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. We have Good Pets Foods, basically three different ones, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint Plus, and Multivitamin. You can go with the Collapsible Talking Pets Bowl. You can go with a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. We have a Dog Mom for women. Well, anybody can wear it, really, sure. But it's kind of more women's colors. And it's a keychain that you can wear on your wrist as well. We also have a Dog Mom and a Cat Mom ink pens. They're really cute. And those are made by Silly Beads by Kayla. We do also have a calendar from, and it's from Workman Publishing, and it's HashitBookGroup.com if you want to check them out and order a calendar. But you can get Michael's calendar right now that he chose. And it is?
The Secret Life of Squirrels, 2026. It's awesome.
And it's really funny.
Yeah.
Squirrels fishing and squirrels doing all kinds of things. And or you could go with the cooking calendar, and that one's a desk calendar. Michael's is a wall calendar. Mm-hmm. The cooking has a recipe for every day, and it's a desk calendar, or you put it on your kitchen counter. If you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize. Think cold. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I could see you thinking there's smoke coming out of your ears.
No, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking that the Secret Life of Squirrels should have the squirrels teasing all the other animals in the neighborhood and showing how they break into the bird feeders.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Did you look at it? It might be on there. I don't know.
Is it on there? I do not see it on there. Nope, they're having a picnic. They're not breaking into a bird feeder, and they're not.
They're having a picnic with the things they found at the bird feeder.
Yes, it's kind of a human thing. I mean, it's like the squirrel take on a human.
It doesn't show them up on the trees teasing the dogs and the cats. No, come get me, come get me.
I know
all the time.
Stray cats and feral cats are always going after squirrels. Matter of fact, my neighbor found a squirrel tail on his driveway. Not the squirrel. Just the tail. So we know stray cats and feral cats do kill a lot of birds and squirrels and so on and so forth. So, but you can win the squirrel calendar if you want to go with that, or the cooking calendar, or any of the other things that I mentioned, like cat treats. If you won something in the last 90 days, pick something you haven't won. And we do have the elephant bracelet as well. Mm-hmm. So 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call if you know what animal makes that sound. What creature does that come from? 818-818-6401. We want to hear from you, so pick up the phone, give us a call, and if you're right, you'll get an applause, and you'll get a gift. If you're wrong, you'll get a bad sound. You'll get yelled at by Dr. Linda.
Only if they try and take my calendar. Right.
Your calendar is no longer up for Andrew took it in San Diego. So your calendar is off the grid.
Yes. So it's off the list.
There you go.
Off the list.
She was so defensive about that calendar.
Yeah.
She liked it.
I mean, cats on catnip. I did take that myself one year. It is pretty cool.
That's cute.
So, but then their 2026 calendar, so you know, it's not 2025. They're for next year, which is cool. Yeah. 818-818-6401, and that animal sound, think cold. 818-818-6401. You know, Dr. Linda, I wanted to ask you real quick before you go to the break. Have you heard about that new drug for fleas and ticks that's supposed to last a whole year?
Yes.
And what do you think of it? Well, what's it called? I forget.
I just know it's by Bravecto.
Yeah.
That's all I know. The company that makes Bravecto, it's Bravecto's something.
Well, think about it, because we're going to come back to it, but I think we're going to go and try to fit Robert in before actually we take a break, so he doesn't have to hold over. Robert in New York, what creature is this? What is that, Robert? Robert, can you hear me? Oh. All right, I think he's still talking to Sydney. So, Robert in New York? Nope, I guess, Robert, you're going to hold over the break. So, oh, Sydney's telling me. Okay, we're going to come back to Robert in New York. This is Talkin' Pets.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first-ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
And we want to talk with you. We're going to go to Robert, hopefully in New York. Robert, can you hear me? Hello, Robert.
Can you hear me now?
Robert? What are you doing, Robert?
Not talking to us. Yeah, I can tell you what he's doing, but I can tell you what he's not doing, and that's talking to us.
Nobody was on the toilet. So, well, Robert, if you want to try calling back, not sure why you're not there, but the animal sound is this. And if somebody else wants to guess, because Robert's doing private time.
I'm here.
Finally, you're out of that toilet.
Yeah, I could hear you on the radio, but not on the phone. Before.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
So, what animal do you...
Those are penguins.
Penguins? Wow. Yeah. I have to admit, we've had some really smart people today, yeah, because everybody's pretty much got it. I didn't get to do a bad drop at all.
Four.
Guessed correct. Yeah. What do you want to go with, Robert? Pick something you haven't won in the last 90 days. So, pick something... We have the cat treats, okay. The dog treats, well, the books.
Is the calendar with the squirrels there?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go with that one. That one's a cool one. Yeah, so we'll send you it's a wall calendar, and that's from, of course, Workman Publishing and hatchetbookgroup.com if you want to check it out. But you're getting the squirrel calendar, and we'll get that shipped out to you.
It's a lot of fun, Robert. Okay. You're going to like it.
Stay on the line, Robert, so we can get your address, and we'll ship that out to you. So you should get it shortly. And thanks for playing with us. That's Robert out there. That's Robert out there in New York. But he was able to hear us on his radio, I guess, but not on his phone. That was weird. Anyway, so, Dr. Linda, you heard the song Mosquitoes. What does that bring up when you hear the sound or the song Mosquitoes? What relevance does that play in the life of a dog and cat?
Makes me think of heartworms.
There you go. And what do people need to do to make sure that their pets are on a heartworm medication?
Well, first, dogs need to be tested. Ideally, cats should too. And then get on a prevention.
And the prevention, once they start... Now, I got a question on that. Once they start on the prevention for heartworm against mosquitoes, what happens if, for instance... somebody runs out of money. Somebody can't continue putting them on the pill because it's expensive. And then all of a sudden, 3 months later, they're able to go back on it. Does that 3 months that they're off cause a problem?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That leaves a gap where they can still get heartworms.
So it works for like 30 days, basically.
Basically. It's a little more complicated than that. But yes, basically. Some up to 45 days, but the orals are all labeled for once a month. And so they would need to get another heartworm test. go back on the product and get tested again 6 months later, because it takes 6 to 9 months from the time a pet is bit by a mosquito until it shows up in the blood work.
Are they more susceptible to that, like in the Southeast, like in Florida, compared to Northeast, or seasonally, or how's
that? That's a really good question, and that used to be the case. Mm-hmm. However, with everybody traveling everywhere, and especially since Hurricane Katrina, when all those dogs got adopted and sent throughout, heartworms have been diagnosed in all 50 states.
Wow.
So just because you're not in an area and... They've done some new studies on mosquitoes. Now, I've always known this about mosquitoes because, you know, living in Florida, my mom worked for mosquito control. So I was able to do, like, my science projects and stuff on mosquitoes, which was really convenient. Like, we did mosquito counts and stuff. But mosquitoes up north, they will winter in, like, barns and stuff like that out in the open. They have now discovered they will go down in the sewer system where it's warmer and stay there come out when it's warmer. Yeah.
It sounds alien-like. They're smart, you know?
Everything adapts.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all adapting. So the American Heartworm Society, which is an organization that does nothing but study heartworm disease in animals, recommends year-round heartworm prevention for dogs and cats. Even though your cat may be strictly indoors, Mosquitoes can endure.
Yeah, you're right.
And they can bite them. And if you have your pet on flea control, just get it on something for heartworms.
Okay.
Just get it on something for heartworms.
So how do you know? Like, are there symptoms that the animal is going to have, the cat or the dog, if they have heartworms?
Potentially, but not always. Dogs are less likely to have symptoms than cats unless the infection is very severe and very advanced. One of the clinical signs of heartworm disease in cats can be sudden death. By then, it's a little too late to do something. Sure. Asthmatic signs is another thing. Chronic intermittent vomiting can be one of those things, too. So I certainly encourage everybody.
Okay, so if they're not on heartworm, then would the ultimate at the final end be death for heartworm?
But
would they die? Would the animal die if it wasn't on a medication?
Potentially, yes.
Potentially, yes.
Well, especially cats, but the other thing, and it gets complicated and there's not enough time, is what causes death and issues in dogs is different than cats. Dogs, heartworms want to be in dogs. And the other thing to keep in mind too, wolves, coyotes, foxes are all reservoirs for heartworms. Heartworms live in these animals too. Seals get heartworms as well. So even if they're, you know, everybody else in the neighborhood, there are still ways for them to get heartworms from mosquitoes in the area.
So, bottom line, keep your pets on heartworm medication to make sure that they don't get it.
There are less expensive generics available. So, if your vet recommends something and you can't afford it, talk to them about getting on something else that you can afford.
Don't ignore it. Right?
Because of climate change and everything, and the warmer, hotter temperatures, there are more mosquitoes out there, just the same way as there are fleas and ticks. It's getting worse and worse, and these creatures are actually expanding into areas that they may not have been before because of the warmer temperatures.
And people moving.
Yes. So, once again, spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Don't forget, if you're in Tampa, check her out at East West Animal Hospital in Lutz, Florida. This is Talkin' Pets.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.